Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What the Shmaya plan to do over the next 4 weeks is to go through this approach on this pamphlet, Chovon Nira, as Yad Hashem Yisbarach, which is an introduction to come and see how the Ribbono Shel Olam works his way through our world. This approach for Rav Chaim Friedlander, Zatzal, based on his Rebbe of Desna, and according to the Shittas Ramban, is the derech which I find, to me, works very well in understanding or trying to understand some of the things that are going on and being prepared at the end of the day to have questions as well. And say, right, I can't go any further, that I leave to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There are other opinions, other derochim, besides the Ramban, and others who disagree with this approach and they've got their own approaches, but I said I'm going according to the Ramban and hopefully, for me, it works. Hopefully it works for those who are here. In Toshia Memhei, that's some 35 years ago, isn't it? No, 45 years ago. 55 years ago. Yeah. Okay, so quite some time ago. Right. Yeah. There was a need, it was felt that there was a need by the Gedolim, the Rosh Hashanah here, and the Atzor, felt that there was a need for someone to try and encapsulate the details of Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a short, concise way, which should hopefully give chizuk to Am Yisrael at those times after the Melchama. So we'll start as follows. The Gemara which we start and we base ourselves on is the Gemara in Chulin Daf Zayin Omer Beis. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Zayin Omer Beis says, as ein odom noikef etzba lemato, no person bangs his finger down here, im loy machrizin olav milmalo, unless it has been decreed above. In simple terms, every single thing, every single incident, every single pain that a person might have in this world, and every single good things as well, everything is decreed up there before it actually happens down here. As a decree lemalo, in the heavenly spheres, the heavenly Bezdin, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kav Yochel, the Bezdin, make this decree, as Chaim Yankel down here, he's going to knock a nail into the wall to put up his sukkah, and he's going to miss the nail on the wall, and he's going to catch his thumbnail, and he says, ow, when he hits it. Already being decreed up there. You get out of bed in the morning, and you stub your toe on the bottom of the bed, it's been decreed up there, that is what you're going to have, that pain. And faket, the good things in life, the simple things, are also decreed. Straightforward. It leaves, as it stands that way, leaves a lot of problems to be answered. If that's the case, then where does our bechir come in? I've got free will. If the Ribbono Shel Olam is really worried about me knocking a nail in the wall, and how does that work with other people when two people clash together? Are they both on the same thing? When I have troubles in general terms, how does it all fit in to things? So this is the Gemara which we start with. This is how we begin. So if you've got it in front of you, you can read it. I'll read it through. And again, it says the Torah, Omer b'chanina, Ein odom noikev etzbo milmato alikei machriz non milmato, Shenema. And he brings a posse, there's two psukim in the Gemara. Me'ashem mitzade govoi kanonu. The footsteps of man are all prepared by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the posik in Mishle, Va'odom ma'yovin da'akoi. A person can't understand his way, the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the way that he's going there. And he reads out this, Kol HaKoira Lonu. Everything that happens to us, every little thing that happens to us, Hu Mushkach Mimenu Yisporach, is guided from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The translation of Mushkach Hashkocha, providence, then is a nice word for it. Mushkach in general, Mashkech, is someone who oversees everything and decides which way things should go. Everything that happens to us is Mushkach Mimenu Yisporach, is decided and overlooked and overseen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one. Number two, which is more perhaps important as well, umechuvan eleinu. That means, even if an incident happens, in which there are 10, 15, 30, 50 people involved, nevertheless, the effect that it has on each individual of that group is specific to that individual. In other words, the decree has come down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not that 50 people will be in a matzav of terror, etc., But each of these 50 people, Chaim Yankel and Yossel and Moshe and Aaron, and going right the way through the lot, each one of them will be in this position at this particular time. The fact that they're all together is also mushkach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mechuvan Eleinu is directly to the individual concerned. And number three, Ukeva Hechrizu Olav Mishamayim. It's already been decreed in heaven that this is what should be. So these are the three elements that he puts down here. Elo Yesh. But, and this you have to know, there is V'Hashem Yisbach Poyel B'Derech Hester Shenikra Derech HaTeva. There's such a thing, which we'll come to back in a moment to explain, called Derech HaTeva, nature, natural. Then there's also, therefore, in Derech HaTeva, we don't see the Ribbono Shel Olam. On a simple level, Derech HaTeva, there are trees growing in the outside here. There's grass growing outside here, home, wherever you are. We don't see in that grass growing, we don't see in this tree growing, the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The gardener comes along and he plants the seeds or the bulbs in the ground, and hopefully you'll get your crocuses and your daffodils coming up. We don't think to ourselves that the Ribbono Shel Olam has put into the seed, into the bulb, his koyach to make this grow and to produce this yellow flower, this pink flower, this purple flower. That's called teva, nature. And when it rains in the morning, we expect that the ground will get wet and the rain will come because there's clouds in the sky. And because the man on the BBC Radio 4 said the weather forecast is that it's going to rain today. Whether he gets it right or wrong is irrelevant. But it's going to. So who would decrease whether it's going to rain or not? It's the weather forecast. We don't see and we don't feel and we don't understand, don't appreciate the Yad Hashem in there. That's called Derech HaTeva. On the other hand, v'yesh, the occasions when Hashem Yisparach Poel B'derech Yosef Eluyo, where the events that are taking place, where we can see, again, we're talking not only negative, we're talking positive as well, both positive and negative. We can see that the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually has to be there. We've all gone through life with events, you say, wow, this must be the Ribbono Shel Olam, it can't be anything else, but the Ribbono Shel Olam has acted in this particular way, and I can see the Yad Hashem there. Some more, some less. We can actually see the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Ribbono Shel Olam works and is causing it to affect into the teva, the nature. There is the opposite of teva, which we call nes, a miracle. A nes, literally translated in Chumash, a nes is a big flagpole. Once upon a time, when I was a little boy, during the summer holidays in London, we used to go for a day out, we used to take a trip on the underground, as it was called then, or the tube, whatever it was, and we used to go to Buckingham Palace. I remember going to ask the guard on Buckingham Palace, those days the policemen could talk to you, the soldiers could talk to you as well, and we asked them whether the Queen was at home. And he pointed to the flagpole, three flagpoles on top of Buckingham Palace. Says the middle one, that's the one which indicates when the Queen is at home. If the Queen's there, her royal standard will be flying on top of the flag, on the flagpole. If she's not there, if there's no flag there, the Queen isn't there. In other words, the concept of a flagpole and a flag come to indicate someone's presence. When we have in the Torah talking about the Nechash HaNechoshes, after the plague of fiery serpents, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take a Nechash HaNechoshes, put it up on a pole, and anyone who sees it, he will see it, he will live. What they were telling, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, as the Mishnah said in Rosh Hashanah, is look there, and if you recognize that this comes as an Oynish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you will be saved. If you don't look there, if you don't see it, in other words, you don't see the Yad Hashem involved here. You think this is a plague of serpents which has just come from the wilderness somewhere, the desert. They're all coming here because they're hungry. They're coming to bite you. Then it won't go away. You'll be. But if you realize and realize that this was come from the Ribbono Shel Olam, then so the nes is is something which indicates that the Ribbono Shel Olam is there. So any event which takes place, if the individual will look and will see the Yad Hashem in it taking place, that could be for this person a nes. It's a miracle. There is Yad Hashem. I can see it happening. If I don't want to look, If I think it is the opposite of Yad Hashem, which they call in the Lashon of the Sfarim, Teva, it is nature. What do you expect? You put seeds in the ground, they grow. I don't see the Yad Hashem there at all. So then there's no Nes. People say that the biggest miracle we see nowadays is childbirth. Childbirth. It's a big miracle. Those who see, it comes, mamish, a child, a libertic being, comes, and it's born, and it grows, and it's that. This is a big miracle. We see, people can see Yad Hashem. Others say, what do you expect? The baby's born, the woman's pregnant, had a baby, born. And they say all the things, I don't want to do anything, I don't want to see Yad Hashem, I can go around and not see Yad Hashem. If I want to, I can see Yad Hashem in everything. So either I can go to one extreme and say everything is Teva, nature, and the other extreme I go to and say everything is Yad Hashem. A person can walk. A person can talk, a person can see, a person can hear. We've got five chushim, we can feel. The five senses. That is given to us, if we want to think about it, as Yad Hashem. If we don't want to think about it, well, every human being has got those five chushim. It's natural, it's a done. Therefore, the difference between the two people is, number one, is the person who wakes up in the morning and he can open his eyes and see, and he can open his ears and hears the alarm clock. And he gets up out of bed and he can walk and he can talk. He, thanks to the Rebbe Shlom, thank you, Rebbe Shlom, that you've allowed me to wake up and see and hear and feel and go through the Birchas HaShachar, thanking HaKadosh Baruch for all these things. The fellow who thinks that this is natural, so he doesn't thank HaKadosh Baruch because who's there? There might be no God there to thank. So therefore he doesn't thank anyone. It's natural, I suppose. So then what happens is, Lo Yaleinu, as they happened to Meisim with one of the Hasidish Rebbes, Hasidim came into a big tumult, big working up one morning, banging on his door, his room not before davening. Rebbe, what's the matter? What's the matter? The chosid, he didn't wake up this morning. He didn't wake up this morning. And the Rebbe said to them, what do you mean? You're making such a fuss about Rebbe Yidler not waking up? When Rebbe Yidler does wake up, that's when you've got to have a fuss. When you wake up in the morning, you see, this is not just teva. It's not to be taken for granted that when I go to sleep, I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning. I don't know. Actually, I don't get up in the morning. But when I do get up in the morning, I know there's been a Yad Hashem there. This is the difference between teva and nes. There are various other differences and different madrigas as to how I see, whether I see taka, that if I want to go to one extreme, you know, Desta has a whole kuntras on it. If I want to go to one extreme and say that everything I can see Yad Hashem, in actually every little item that takes place in life, the air that I breathe, the sea, the water, everything I say, when we say, Brocha Shakol Niyah Bivor, we mean that everything has become into this world, Bidavora, by the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's everything. And when I see trees growing, I feel there is Ribbono Shel Olam Yad Hashem. On the other hand, I can see that there's a Teva, which says no. The Ribbono Shel Olam works through Teva. Yes, he's controlling it, that trees should grow, but he's not involved in it directly. Different madrigas. But so for our shmuz here, there's no difference. We don't have to go into those different madrigas. We've got the two things. We've got the Teva, and we've got the Nes. And therefore, what we're talking about here is a person who realizes, we've just said here, that everything that happens to him, comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, number one. Number two, u'mechuvan eleinu, and it's directly for each individual person, has his own, which say his own file and folder by the Ribbono Shel Olam's computer, with his name on, with exactly what's going to happen to him, and what's happening to what should be with him. And the button has been pressed, the computer's activated, and that is what we have to do, and that's what happens to us today. So far, so good.
Is that pressed daily or?
What? You're right. We're pressed daily by as far as we're concerned. Right? Not pressed daily, but we can see that. By the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no such thing as time. That's what we've spoken about before. There's no such thing as time. Therefore, the concept of when the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to press the button is irrelevant. The button is pressed. I don't know when. Can't take the moshel too far. I'll come. That's number one. Now, if we go along with that, then we come to the following, which is next over the page, which is Kama She'onu Boifchim Vashem V'roitzim Liros Yad Hashem Yisbach Onu Zoichim Lir Oysa B'Gilu Yosa. On Purim, coming soon, so they tell me, people dress up. people put on masks, people put on these big suits, furry suits, and they come in as teddy bears or as who else they might come in, as bananas, and they're baseballs, they come in. And they've got their covered faces covered, and you don't know who it is. But if you listen carefully when they talk, you might be able to hear by the voice exactly who it is. If you know them well, you can tell by the way they're walking who it is. And if you come too close, you can come a little peep under the mask and you see who it is. Kavyochel, it's exactly the same with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Teva is this big mask, it's a big, the Miller says, it's the big mask that nature, the Ribbono Shel Olam, puts on so as not to be seen. He doesn't want to be seen by us without us doing something to be able. If he were to appear here amongst us in open guise, so to speak, he would be there. We would get no schar, no reward, no punishment. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want this in his world. Whatever reasons he has for that, it's not our business. But he wants people to find him. He wants people to look for him. He wants people to see behind the mask so that he can be realized and appreciated. Ah, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam here. Therefore, the more, this is what we're saying here, Ad kamosh on a boat from Hashem, the more we have our bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the level to which we will be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and appreciate where he is. There are two words which are used, again, within the Svarim. One is called emuno, belief, and one is called bitochen, trust. That's how I'm translating them. People translate them in different ways. Chazon Ish and others, Abdesta and others, indicate the significance of this between theory and practice. A person can say, of course I believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. I've learned, I've been to yeshiva, I've been to lessons, I've been to seed, I've been here, I've been there, and all I hear is emunah, 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 I believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yeah, I do believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yeah, I'm sure he created the world as well in 6 days, 600 years, 6,000 years, 6 million years, but I do believe there's a Ribbono Shel Olam around. This is emunah. If you believe there's a Ribbono Shel Olam around and he can do anything that he wants, then putting into practice that emunah, when something happens, that is bitochen. I've taken the emunah, which is a theory, I believe, and I've actually brought it into my life. The first one of the ani ma'amin. The ani ma'amin, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is there all the time. Everything that is done, is being done, and will be done, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can say this, I can believe it, absolutely perfect. But when I try to start the car in this cold weather, and the car doesn't start, and I've got the kids to school, and I've got to do this, that, and the other, and the wife wants it for going shopping, etc., etc., and the car doesn't start, who do I blame? The car mechanic, who was supposed to give it a service last week, he hasn't done anything about it, it still doesn't start. If I think to myself, hang on a minute, but the car mechanic is not the guy who institutes everything that happens to me. I've just said, who also voice of a yasl khalamasa, the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the fact that my car doesn't start in the morning, whose fault is it? Who caused it, should we say? Is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why does he cause it? I have to work that out. That's a later stage. But then the fact that I can translate everything that happens to me, including to the knocking the hammer on my nail, as opposed to knocking it into the nail in the wall, that was from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not my stupidity, it's not my, what should we say, inefficiency in knocking nails in. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to have a fingernail which hurts. So this is bitochen, taking the emunah that I have and to be boiteach b'Hashem. Now the point is, in everything that we do, we come frequency, brings along, which we say, an understanding, a happening, and I take things for granted. And because we're taking things for granted in our lives, so we take a push the Ribbono Shel Olam out of our lives as well. On events that happen, oh, the Ribbono Shel Olam sent this along. A lovely event, somebody makes a nice shidduch, that's the shidduch from the Ribbono Shel Olam. We go to a chasna drosha, this is mamish, mamish, the Ribbono Shel Olam has brought these two people together, and it's absolutely wonderful, no? Right, okay. So, Ibazoi, if that's the case, then we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in the daily lives, we don't do this. If we would train ourselves to actually recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam, then the more we recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam by his walking, by his talking, by his activities, even behind the mask that is there, I still know it's the Ribbono Shel Olam behind the mask. And that is what he's saying here, the heading here. Akama onuzukum, the amount that we are able to merit. Liroi says yad Hashem yisperach begodei. How much does this go? How far does it go? Zer tolui bonu. It depends totally on us. Totally on how we are working. Akama shana boitkin boi. The amount of bitochen that we have. The amount that we want to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. That amount, we are zoicha to actually see the Ribbono Shel Olam as well. Because if the Ribbono Shel Olam knows that what is there behind the mask, he knows that I am looking for him, he knows that I want him, that I see him, then he'll put his head around the corner and say, hello, I'm here for you. But if you don't look for him, you don't want to know, I don't care. The fellow comes in, the trees grow, the plants grow, events happen. I blame the garage man, I blame this man, I blame that man, I blame everyone else except myself, of course. That's a separate issue again. But that's always the case. But we don't look for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, okay, I'm going to hide. I'm not going to show myself to you. You don't want to know me. You haven't indicated anywhere that you want to know who I am. So therefore, I'll keep myself hidden from you. You've got to come looking for me. There's a Maaser Chassid Shereva. He was walking in the forest. And he sees a little boy standing by a tree, with his face to the tree, and he's crying, and he's crying, and he's crying. What's the matter? Why are you crying? We're playing hide and seek with my friends. And they haven't found him. But what are you crying for? There's nothing to cry for. You hide them so well that they can't find you. No, you don't understand, said the boy. They haven't come looking for me at all. The Bereshit says exactly the same thing. You want me, come looking for me. I'm looking for you. Look for me, you'll find me. I'll put my head down and say, I am here. That's what he says here. That the more, at kama on ozeichim lias es yad Hashem yisperach begoli, how far do we have to go to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed? Zer tolui bon, it depends on us. At kama shon oboitkin boi, how much we put our trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Umischazkim biyadia, and we strengthen ourselves with the knowledge, shahakol mimenu, that everything comes from him. And v'roitzim lirois, and we want to see ulegalis and to reveal as yad Hashem yisperach b'kol hakoyel lanu, to see the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything that happens to us. Haboteach b'teva, but what about the person who doesn't want? And he puts his trust in nature. He puts his trust in what's going on. I'm going to drive down to London. Pick up. I'm going to drive to London today. Which way do I choose? Do I go to the M6? Do I go down the M1? There's all roadworks there. Do I try the A1? Perhaps I try the old M1 at the top. Do I go to the M62? It's got snow on it. So I look up my Waze or my Google or whatever else they've got nowadays. Thing, and we check up and and they all go this way. And we frankly put our trust in what? In the Google, in the Waze, and we go. And what happens? The Google and the Waze, all their advice very nice. They don't tell you that you're going to have a puncture in your tyre. So whichever way you would have gone, you wouldn't get there in time. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, you don't want to see me? I'll put you in the hand of nature. Nature tells you that you think you're going to do something, you don't do it. And nature says, what happens there is, somebody who says, as we say, the Pasuk says, b'chol drochecho do'eyu, that in all your ways, literally, wherever you are going, your ways, from the Ribbono Shel Olam's ways, not the little thing on it, the Ribbono Shel Olam, b'chol drochecho, in all your ways, do'eyu, know him, the Ribbono Shel Olam, and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, which way should I go to London today? And the Ribbono Shel Olam turns out and says to you, well, what are you going for? You're going for pleasure, you're going for business, you're going to do a mitzvah. If the answer is, I'm going to do a mitzvah, you can be sure. Might not be so sure. You can be sure. Right? Depending on how your betochen is, you be sure that you're going to get there in the time that you have to get there for the mitzvah. And if you don't do it that way, you say, I'm going for my pleasure, my business, and it's me. I put my faith in nature. So nature says, a very nice faith in nature. Good. Nature. Nature puts up roadworks. Nature puts up broken tires. Nature puts down breakdowns. Nature puts down lots of things on a journey to London. You think it's going to take 3-4 hours. It might take 5-6 hours. And besides that, it could snow and the roads are icy or the roads got too... You're going by train. I'm not going by car. You're going by train, so there's leaves on the rails. Everything is nature. Of course it happens. It happens and it happens. And therefore you don't get where you want to go. So this says, Haboteach b'teva. Somebody who puts his trust. Leave the emotion out of this. I look at what is the normal way of doing things. And I'm going to follow that normal way. Forgetting the emotion I'm reading. Is the emotion says, okay. Moishim oisa b'yad ha-teva. He lets him go with the teva. But you have to understand this. It's not so simple. It says, Koloima, this means to say, Somebody wants to hide himself from the Ribbono Shel'olam's way of working in this world. And he wants to rely rak al tachboilus b'shimush hateva, to come through only by using what are the natural, normal things. Then misnaik akshem yisparach itoikach. The Ribbono Shel'olam says, okay, we'll do it your way. You want to do it that way, you do it that way. But, and this is the rak, shekeilu, it's as if rak mikre hateva shaltim boy, that the things that are going to happen to him work through the natural series of events. You won't get a malach coming in the middle and standing in the middle of the road and say, stop, you can't go there. You might get a policeman, but the malach won't appear. And the policeman who comes there is also Menashemai. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't take himself away from this world in one little bit, because we started off by saying, as was, that everything that happens to me comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the policeman and the burst tire and the snow and the leaves on the rails also come from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the fellow who doesn't see the Ribbono Shel Olam will only see the leaves on the track. They won't see the snow on the road. He won't see the Ribbono Shel Olam involved here. This is the way we look at it. That is the way it will appear to us as the result of what we do. No one's saying that every time a person doesn't rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to be involved in some difficulties in his journey. I'm not saying this. But when the difficulties in the journey come, he can turn around and say, oh yes, I managed to get here in 3.25 hours and the road was absolutely clear and there was nothing on it and everything is gone. Aren't I lucky? What do you mean you're lucky? The Ribbono Shel Olam said you're going to get there in time. But you feel you're lucky, you feel you're lucky. That's it. Normally the traffic lights hold you up and the other hold up, etc. No. But Teva, it's not that Teva now rules. This individual, because that is his ice cook, that is his look, the way of looking at things, he will seem to him that this is what's preventing him. If he makes his journey on that basis, that this is, I'm going according to what is, it says in the book, it says on the thing, so therefore I'm going to have the hold up also because it says on the thing. And why didn't it tell me? It should have told me which way to go. They didn't. So he'll blame the iPod or whatever he's got in his hand, his smartphone, for not telling him where to go and the way to go. So it's ke'ilu mikre hateva shaltim boy, v'hu mufka, and therefore he's open lefigya hateva. That's how this is explained. Because we're trying to say that teva in fact rules this individual, because then we're going back to where we started from. We're taking the Ribbono Shel Olam out of the equation. And that we can't do either. But in other words, what do we see? We either see Teva or we see Yad Hashem. And whichever way we look at it, and way we want to look at it, that's the way it will appear to us. As he carries on, Hu Omnom Yirah Rak Teva, he'll only see Teva. Avala Emesi, second line from the top, the truth is, Shashem Yisparach Menayegas HaTeva. Who is running the nature? Who is running the cars and the El Klape Odom Zer, for this fellow, Misata Hashem Yisparach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself, B'toich HaTeva Behesta Godol, in a great secrecy. The fellow doesn't see him at all. Avo Misha B'toich Hashem Yisparach, U'bora Loi, and it's clear to him, Sheme Hashem Mitzadei Gover, that his footsteps and his line and his journeys, everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Zoyche liris es Yad Hashem Yisparach. He can see the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it. Sheminaheges en HaTeva Kirtzoy. I don't know about anyone here. The personal Maisa. Personal Maisa happened to me. We had to go back quite some time. We had to go down to London for a chasna. And we get onto the motorway, M6, M1, whatever it was at the time, and there's been a tanker overturned, oil down towards the bottom end of the M1, somewhere near Milton Keynes, a bit below that, I'm not quite sure exactly where it was. Tanker overturned, there's oil all over the road, the cleanup is going to take 7-8 hours, and the M1 is completely blocked off, and every signpost it says, M1 blocked, turn off here, diversion here, diversion here. I said to my wife, we're going to the chasna. The Ribbono wants us to get there on time. We'll get there on time. And the interesting thing was, as we were going further and further closer to London, the road was getting emptier and emptier. Because everyone else was turning off on these diversionary tracks. And but Emma Stack, when we came there, there was no oil on the road. There was no blockage. We saw absolutely nothing. The last 30 miles of the M1 was just going in. There was absolutely nothing on the road. Yad Hashem was cleared the road for us. It wasn't the man who was sweeping up or cleaning the road. It was the Yad Hashem there. And I've seen this in other areas. You can be driving especially, you can see Yad Hashem wherever you want. You can, if you look for it, you can see all the way through Yad Hashem. You can do the quick journey, the slow journey. He clears the traffic lights, they should all be green. Everything, you don't mind, yeah, everything. That was this. He does it for you, if you look for it. If you don't look for it, you won't see it. It might be, you might go there. But you won't see the Yad Hashem there. He'll thank your lucky stars. Yeah?
Just clarify something.
Yeah.
One thing's clear, obviously if a person's looking for Yad Hashem, then he'll see the Yad Hashem. Not necessarily because Yad Hashem is actually more apparent, but rather because he's looking to see, he believes in Hashem, and therefore he realizes that things are all orchestrated by Hashem. But is Ruchaim Friedan saying that if a person actually believes in Hashem, therefore there'll actually be different outcomes?
Oh, right. This we have to wait for next week or beyond, possibly.
That's the Rambam, no?
We have to wait till we get that point. At the moment,
I'm not saying there's going to be different outcomes.
He doesn't say that. At the moment, we haven't said outcomes at all.
So he's just saying, if you look for Hashem, then obviously you'll notice Hashem. But not because anything different actually happens.
No, as I said, the road can be blocked up if you do, and the road can be blocked up if you don't. It's how do I react to the road being blocked? How do I react to the nail in my thumb? You know, this type of thing.
But he's not talking about any differences in actually what happens.
No, at the moment, no, we haven't come to that. No, we haven't got there yet. But that's to come in yet, Hashem. But the point that he's trying to make here is with regards to the Teva as well, even though I don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nevertheless, the Rebbeinu Shlom is Manik HaTeva as well. Otherwise, that would contradict what we said at the beginning. Because very often, you can call Teva missing the nail in your thumb. I don't know how many people are knocking nails. But how many times when you're trying to do something and you hit your finger or you stub your thumb, all these things happen daily. And therefore, the Rebbeinu Shlom is orchestrating that as well. He's not just leaving it to the inability of a fellow to knock a nail in straight. Those who can't knock a nail in straight, they hit their thumbs. Those who can, do it properly. And Eile Divra HaRamban, this is the final thing in this little section, is the word of the Ramban. This Ramban, Be'emes, is absolutely essential reading for anyone who wants to have Emunah. It's the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, and he just quotes the last piece of that Ramban. It's a long Ramban, talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zeicha Mitzvahs, and what the Ramban says, that Be'emes, the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, these which are Nisim Guluyim, there the Yad Hashem was apparent. By Yiru es Hashem, they feared the Kodesh Baruch Hu. By Amir Moshe Abdo, they saw by Yad Hashem as Yad Agdoila. They saw everything as Yad Hashem. There was no hiding. The Hashem was mamish open and above board for everyone. The Egyptians didn't want to see, but Am Yisrael, those who were of Am Yisrael, they saw, and therefore he says like this: that miracle is there, which will Golui indicate to us that the Ribbono Shlom is in charge of the whole world, and these miracles can continue all the time. And therefore he says, finishes off like this, She'ein la'odom, chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu, that a person could not say that he's got a share in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, which Moshe Rabbeinu brought down, ad shenamin, until he believes, we believe, b'chol devoreinu mikreinu, in all our happenings, in all our lifestyles, everything, shekulom nisim, that they're all, as we said at the beginning, indicators of our Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence. Whether they are Geluyim, whether it's more revealed, or in Historim, or whether our Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence is being hidden. Ein bohem teva, there's no such thing as natural events, min hogo shel olam, the world carrying on as it does. Because in each event, in each moment, bein berabim, whether we're talking about the people as a whole, bein beyochid, or as an individual. Hakan Hashoyna. His wonderful words, which are foundational to any understanding of Emunah and what Emunah is. So we've done these first two shtetlach, and Yitzchem to be continued. As where does it all come from? Yeah.
You compared two similar scenarios, right? You're driving down to London, and the tank there, where you had no direct involvement with it at all. You had nothing to do with it, with you personally, and that event took place.
You think that the person had nothing to do with it? Yeah.
No. God is involved, but me, who are driving down the London, I'm nothing to do with the tank, personally.
I have no connection.
Yeah. I'm just comparing that with the other scenario, when you're hitting the nail, suddenly 1 second, you stroll and hit your neck. That is you involved. You could, one, I'm just saying, one of them you directly involve your negligence, if you look at it that way.
If you want to put it that way, if you want to put it that way.
Okay,
yeah.
I understand.
Yeah,
your Hashem was involved.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah, that's
what I'm
fine.
Saying. One is directly your negligence, and the other one is nothing to do directly with you.
And this is exactly what I'm saying.
So what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying this is exactly
so
opposite.
In the other scenario, when you hit your name, you could also party in it in a different way.
No, that's what I'm saying to you. Whether it's directly you involved, whether it's not directly you involved, it's everyone else, all the other machinists on the road,
right.
The Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge. So it doesn't matter whether I'm doing it myself, or whether somebody else is doing it, or whether somebody else bumps into me. I'm just carrying a thing from here to there, and somebody else.
Okay, when you're driving down to London, you pick up your mobile, and suddenly you get distracted and have an accident.
Even if you don't pick up your mobile, if another schmedel bumps into you, it's also been a shumayim.
Okay, overall, in the whole scheme of things, it's direct or indirect. But what I'm saying, in the other one, when you're involved, you also have your free will involved,
Free will is a separate discussion.
Free will is a separate discussion. Not free will, but your action.
Yeah, but it's the management.